Our local YMCA has been my second home throughout my lifetime. My father, Gord Saunders, moved our family here from Winnipeg back in 1967 to assume the role of executive director of what was then known as the New Y, constructed in 1965. The Y was an integral part of our family's life. My mother used to tell us that the best way to spend time with our father was to go to the Y. We spent countless family nights together there. As we grew older, my brothers, sisters and I were all YMCA leaders and participated in all the Y had to offer. For us, the Y Leaders program taught invaluable leadership skills and helped develop our confidence. Many community leaders at the forefront of positive change in our community also developed their leadership skills through the Y. In my early years at the Y, I was a member of the Sioux Y Dolphins, the only competitive swim team in Sault Ste. Marie at the time. The coaches were a group of dedicated volunteers, whose commitment and dedication allowed many young people in Sault Ste. Marie to participate in a competitive swim program at a reasonable cost. The friendships developed and skills learned as part of the swim team have lasted a lifetime. In my high school and university years, the Y was a training and fitness center for myself and other high school and college athletes. This allowed individuals from different schools to meet and train together, sharing stories and building bonds. This was particularly true for sports that were not offered in the schools, such as boxing, judo, and swimming. I wrestled for Sir James Dunn and Lake Superior State University and would meet my friends from other high schools, universities, and cities to train at the Y in 1976, when I won the gold medal at the Ontario Summer Games and was training for the Canada Summer Games. It was the Y where I could meet my friends to train. Upon entering the working world, I continued to attend the Y on a regular basis. It offered me a variety of health and fitness options and a place to connect with friends for an early morning jog. This type of lasting, positive experience with the Y is not unique to me. There are countless stories of memories made and lives changed from this pivotal community center. I was always amazed by the number of former Y leaders, members and staff members that have shared over the years how the Y shaped their lives and, in some situations, kept their lives from going in the wrong direction. I think the Y continues to shape lives here in Sault Ste. Marie by offering a place for connection, accessible community programs, childcare and so much more. I hope the Y is here to be an integral part of my grandchildren's childhood as it was for mine for so many years. David G. Saunders, CA, CPA, BSc.